She had arrived in a fancy touring carriage, custom-built by Chase's Carriage Factory in Camden, the side curtains rolled up, pulled by a matching pair of gray mares. I never understood why Miss Mary needed a wagon that big. It would seat 6 or 8 people, and she was alone except for the Negro driver who was helping her down from her throne in the back. When Miss Mary Frederick turned to reach back into the wagon, Baby Hugh freed himself from Edith's grip and bolted, never touching the steps, practically flying across the yard toward the carriage, the slave, Miss Mary, and the covered dish she had retrieved. "Miss Mary! Miss Mary! Miss Mary!" Baby Hugh screamed loud enough that I feared he might startle the team. The slave, old Mowbray, who had been with Miss Mary as long as I had known her, must have thought the same, because, although he grinned widely, he quickly moved the 2 horses, whispering something and rubbing the heads of the animals.
"What'd you bring us? What'd you bring us? Is it cake? It sure looks like cake. Chocolate? I love chocolate."
At least Baby Hugh had the decency to wrap his arms around Miss Mary's waist and say,
"It's great to see you, Miss Mary. How you been?" "Is it great to see me, Baby Hugh?"
Everybody called our brother that. Somehow Miss Mary maintained her balance and did not drop the dish into the wet pine needles.
"Or is it great to see half a carrot cake?"
Our brother backed away, his smile evaporating.
"Carrot cake?"
he gulped. I imagine his face paled, his stomach turning over, and him falling to his knees and wailing. He despised carrot cake, even though he'd never tasted it. I reckon he thought it was good for you, or maybe he, like most of us by that year, had grown sick of carrots. Edith had managed to leave the porch. She grabbed Baby Hugh's upper right arm and chicken-winged him back toward the house.
"You go wash, Baby Hugh, face and hands and behind your ears. Breakfast is ready."
Then she bowed like she was curtsying to a queen.
"It's wonderful to see you, Mary," she said. "Mama's fixing breakfast. Won't you join us?"
She relieved Miss Mary of the dish.
"Breakfast?"
Miss Mary clucked her tongue.
"Child, it is almost time for dinner. Are y'all sick?"
"No, ma'am."
"You've wasted half the morning. You just getting up?"
"Well..."
I couldn't help myself.
"I've been up, Miss Mary," I announced proudly. "Went with Mama to the sawmill."
That was the wrong thing to say.
"Goodness gracious," she said,
stepping around my twin sister and making her way to the steps.
"Sawmill! Why on earth would you go to that wretched, noisy place?"
"It isn't noisy, Mary."
Mama had stepped out of the kitchen, drying her hands on her apron.
"Unless you mean the squirrels. They've practically taken over the mill,"
she sighed.
"But I think wretched describes it accurately."
I was making a note to myself to look up wretched in our Webster's Dictionary Unabridged Pictorial Edition. But after hearing Mama's last statement, I decided I knew the meaning.